Okay, we've been given the official go-ahead. So, I'm saying this is the introductory shiur to the Yeshiva's Yarchei Kala. Perhaps it's fitting we're going to be speaking about the Hakdamas Rambam, the Rambam's introduction to his Sefer of the Yad HaZakah. The shiur is going to be based upon the teachings of the Rosh Yeshiva of Rav Weinberg Zitzel, that I've been zochet to disseminate his Torah in a number of different forms. And the Rav Weinberg Zitzel used to teach us, and he demonstrated that the Hakdama Sarambam is the most yesodistic part of the entire Yad HaZakah. It's yesodist about what the nature of Torah is, the nature of Psak Halacha, what the nature of Gemara is. And for our purposes, it also gives us an introduction into concepts of Torah that we would need for Hilchas Tam and Torah. The Sugi de Kala of this Yarchei Kala is the Kiddushin Daf Kaf Tes, Mitzvahs HaBein Al Ha'av, which includes Talmud Torah. In order to understand exactly what's going on with Talmud Torah in general and with the Mitzvahs HaBein Al Ha'av of Talmud Torah, we have to understand the Hakdamas, they have to understand the introduction of what the different sections of Torah are. So, we'll start just saying that the Rambam, as we know in the Hakdama, he starts off by saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai gave us two Torahs, a Torah Shebichsav, a Torah Shebal Peh. He goes through generations of transmission of Torah Shebal Peh, and then he comes up to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, to up Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. And it's kedai to read his words of explanation about Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, about what he did that was different than the generations before. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, of course, is the one who wrote the Mishnah, the Rambam says. So how does the Rambam define what exactly Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi did? We're going to be reading this. This is, if you have the handouts from the yeshiva or from me on the Hakdamas Rambam on the first page. We're going to start three lines from the bottom of the second column. It says, Rabbeinu HaKadosh Chiber HaMishnah. The Rambam says that the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi composed the Mishnah. It means the Sefer HaMishnah that we have. The Rambam explains, it means Moshe Rabbeinu Vad Rabbeinu HaKadosh Lo chibru chibur shemalam denosa barabim mitorah shabal peh. From the days of Moshe Rabbeinu all the way to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, they never composed a written text from which they would teach Torah shabal peh barabim, which they would teach publicly in Torah shabal peh. Because the Rambam is, of course, going to explain later that what Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi did is he wrote the Torah shabal peh. The Rambam is going to say he taught it to Rabbim later, and that all Klai Yisrael saw that he had a written text. He says all Klai Yisrael then wrote it, right? This is what he's going to say, that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, he had the written text of the Mishnah, and then he taught everyone through the written text. He says, from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, nobody ever wrote a written text from which they would teach in public in Torah Shebaal Peh. Ella, but rather, what they did is b'chol dor v'dar, in each and every generation, rosh beistin o novi shahoya b'osa hadar, kosev la'atzmo zichron ha'shmul sheshama merabosav, in every generation, the rosh beistin, or the leading novi of that generation, he would write la'atzmo, he would write for himself, zichron ha'shmul sheshama, remembrance of the things that he heard from his Rebbeim, v'umulamed al peh barabim. And when he would teach it only bal peh, meaning he would write for himself, meaning that he would write for himself so that he shouldn't forget it. But when he taught it, it was only oral. So if he taught oral means he couldn't do like we did here, that we have, you know, these booklets written text which you could follow along with me. He didn't do that. That's called b'chsav. Also, it means even if you wouldn't have written text, if I would have something and I'm reading the words here, that also means I'm teaching b'chsav. To teach Baal Peh means that you're teaching it just from what your mind knows out saying it orally. So all those generations, he only wrote for himself. Teaching, he said, was only Baal Peh. The Rambam continues, V'chein kol echad ve'echad. And similarly, every single Jew was kosev la'atzmo k'vikocho mibirat ha'mluch sek Moshe Shama. Every single Jew also would write for himself in accordance with his ability from the explanations of the Torah and its halachas as he had heard. And also things that were new in each generation that they did not learn from the Mesorah, El Bamidim Shlosh Esremidas. They rather derived it from a drasha of Yud Gimel Midas, a skimlan based in Haggadah. Yeah. Okay, and then he goes on until later. He says the Rebbeinu Kodesh was different. As he said later, he says a couple lines later, he was Chibim Yakol Sefer Mishnah, Vashanu Chacham and Barabim, Vinigul Achay Savakasvu Kulam. He taught the Sefer HaMishnah, the written text, the parchment, the Sav of Mishnah, Barabim, and everybody saw that he was doing it, and they all wrote it. So the first thing which the Rambam is doing here clearly is explaining the difference between the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and the Nisiyim, the Rosh Beistins before Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, is that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wrote a written text to teach with. Everybody else only wrote a written text for himself and taught orally. What he's telling us here is that, in effect, in the original halacha of the Torah Shebal Peh was halacha you were not allowed to write down Torah Shebal Peh. Right, it says Kiel Piyad Varim Eila. Right, Varim Rambishav Valpei. You know, Torah Shelakosim Bichsav. Now, one might have thought that this means that one cannot write Torah Shelakosim Bichsav. Totally, the Rambam says no. It's not a din that one can never write down Torah Shelakosim Bichsav. It's rather a din that one cannot write for others, or to put it this way, that the iser of having Torah Shelakosim Bichsav is only in the transmission of Torah, right? For oneself, he says, everybody did it, literally. In every generation, the Rambam says, everybody did it. Everybody always wrote Torah Shebal Peh. It was only written for oneself, right? But what they couldn't do was write it for somebody else. The mocker of this in the Gemara certainly was, the Gemara in a number of places mentions this, that they say that they found Megillas Storim, which means Megillas Storim means, as the way Rashi understands it clearly, means hidden scrolls. They were hidden scrolls, or scrolls of hidden things. What does it mean, hidden scrolls? Rashi says, because it was Torah Shebaal Peh. So whenever somebody heard something new, they didn't want to make sure he remembered, would write it down. But they could only write it down for himself, so they hid it. They couldn't let anybody else see it. Right, and this is what the Rambam is saying. You can write it, but you have to hide it. It has to be la'atzmo, only for yourself. You can't give it over to someone else, and you're also not supposed to let others teach it. You have to hide it. It could only be for yourself. So this is the din of Torah Shebaal Peh, the original din of Torah Shebaal Peh, which, of course, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi changed from. The Rambam will explain later why he changed it. But this is the original din of Torah Shebaal Peh. Just to analyze this a little further, if we come to think of what a person does with Torah Shebaal Peh, or you could even say what are the mitzvahs of Talmud Torah that one has, certainly we all understand that there are, we'll say, three stages. The first stage is they have to learn it, or we could say like this. You have to have, what we'd say, an intake of information into yourself. That's one thing. Next thing is, this mitzvah, you have to learn it. Next thing is, you have to make sure that you do not forget it, right? There's a prohibition in Torah one is not allowed to forget Torah. So you have to take it for yourself. You have to retain it, right? You have to the intake of information. You have to retain the information. And then, of course, you teach it to somebody else, because the mitzvah of Torah we know is l'lmo Torah ulalam, as Rama says. It's to learn and to teach. So necessarily, everybody has to be mishtadal in these three areas. What is the way in which they did it? So certainly, as the Rambam is saying, if we go through before Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, he says the Rosh Beis and the Navi would write the things which he had heard. Zichron HaShmuel Sheshama Meir Bosef. So the original intake of information is clearly saying was through hearing, which is certainly nowadays, that's not the way it is. Nowadays, certainly, the great majority of information which we take into ourselves is from reading, right? How do you learn Torah Shabbat Peh nowadays? You take out Gemara, you take out Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, and you read. Nowadays, it's through reading. It's not through, there's a little bit, you hear Shir also, but most of the information that most people is going to be through reading. But in those days, it was only hearing. The original intake was hearing. And then to retain it, he says, Kosev L'atzmo, he would write for himself. And when it came time to teach it again, it would be by mouth, orally. Right? That's how he would teach, right? So intake through hearing, retention through writing, teaching others through speaking. The Rambam says, and then the Rambam talks about everybody else. If we look at everybody else, how did everybody else do it? Again, he says, Kosev L'atzmo, Yocha K'mosha Shama, as they had heard. So everybody else also takes an information through hearing, writes it for themselves. What's interesting, this is something else, yes, the Rambam doesn't say explicitly how they taught others. Now, certainly we know that they did teach others. Certainly because we know the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to teach others. We know the Rambam says that it's mitzvah, and everybody who knows Torah has to teach his Talmidim. We know that a father has to teach his son. Certainly, there's a lot of teaching going on, right? It's not going to mean the only, certainly they taught. We're going to ask later why he doesn't say it, but certainly the teaching that went on by everybody else who was not the Rosh Beis Hanavi, how did they do it? Certainly, it must have been done orally. Even though he doesn't say it, how do we know that? Number one, because he said that everybody else was kosev l'atzmo. Everybody else wrote for himself, implies not for others. And number two, it says that everybody learned from hearing. If it would be only a din in the Rosh Basin that he cannot teach through writing, but everybody else could teach through writing, then he can't say that everybody else learned the Torah from hearing, because it's not true, because there are many people who are teaching it through writing. If you say that kol echad ve'echad takes in the information from hearing, it must be that even kol echad ve'echad couldn't teach it in writing, because if everybody else could teach it in writing, then the students would take it in from the written word, would take it in from writing. So therefore, it must be that, just like we said with the Rosh Beis Hanavi, the original intake is through hearing, the retention is through writing, the teaching is through speaking orally, so too with everybody else. The original intake was through hearing, the retention is through writing, and then the teaching would have to be orally, which then leads to the question of why then is the Rambam splitting it up? Why is he saying one thing for the Rosh Beis and the Navi and one thing for everybody else? If it all boils down to the same thing, if they all boil down to the same thing, that they all learned originally from hearing and then retained through writing and taught orally, so why bother saying the Rosh Beis Hanavi does this and Kol Echad Ve'Echad does that? Right? That's a question we have to deal with. More is that the Rambam said, you know, there are lots of words, lots of phrases, he says, and lots of differences, right? Certainly, we'll say one thing in the Rambam taught us is what we said, but it seems like he's telling us much more here. Because between the Rosh Beis and the Navi, there are many differences. And we'll go through and see. The way I organize is saying that there's basically four differences between the Rosh Beis and the Navi, what he did, and what Kol Echad Ve'Echad did. And certainly, if the Rambam's Mishnah certainly has meaning. He's not writing things for no reason. He says by the Rosh Beis and the Navi, he's saying, what is the thing which the Rosh Beis and the Navi wrote down? He says it is Zichron HaShemuos Shashama Meirabosav, the remembrance of the things which he heard, the Shemuos he heard from his rabbis. That's what the Rosh Beis Hanavi writes. What is it that Kol Echad Ve'Echad writes? The Rambam says it is Bir HaTorah V'Chosa, explanations of Torah and its halachas. What's the difference? Well, I mean, presumably what the Rosh Beis Hanavi heard was also about explanations of Torah and halacha. So things that, why do you describe it one way by the Rosh Beis Hanavi and a different way by Kol Echad Ve'Echad? That's one thing we have to explain. Something that's crying for an explanation. Another thing is that the Rambam, when he's just talking about what Kol Echad Ve'Echad wrote, then he put in a whole long phrase of something extra. He says, Dvarim sheneschadshu b'chol dor v'dor b'dinim shel olamdim pi Yishmael. Maybe Hashem should say, midas kimelim beis nagadol. Things that were neschadish in each generation that they did not learn from the Masorah, but there was a drush and yudgim l'midas, beis nagadol. Okay, now certainly this line itself is certainly a very important yisod, which certainly is the yisod Rambam has to teach us, because what one might have thought, and there were people who said this, that if since the Torah Sheba'al Peh is a Masorah that goes all the way back from Har Sinai, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe, one could have thought that this means that every din in the Torah Sheba'al Peh was a Masorah from Har Sinai. One could have thought that. The Rambam is telling us that that's not so. The Rambam is telling us, as he says, that in every generation there were new things that were not part of the pre-existing Masorah, but that Beis Din was able to darshan new halachas from Yud Gimel Midos, and when Beis Din HaGadol decided it, became part of Torah Sheba'al Peh that people told. It's certainly an important yisod to tell us, but the question is, why do you stick it in here? If you want to tell me that yisod, you're going to tell it to me when you're defining what are the lachas of Torah Sheba'al Peh. So you tell me, lachas Torah Sheba'al Peh, there's part of it that's been Masorah we have, and part of it were new drashas that Beis Din and HaGadol made in each generation. But why do you stick it in here? You're not just defining to me what are the halachas of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Here you're telling me, what is it that everybody wrote down? So everybody wrote down the explanations of Torah and halachas, and everybody also wrote down Dvarim Sheneschadshu B'chol Dor V'Dor. First of all, it's not really the place to tell me this Chiddush if you're telling me about the Chiddush. And second of all, why stick it in here? And why say it's only something that the Kolecha V'Echad wrote, and you don't say it by the Rosh Beis and the Navi? Right? Why stick it in here? Why make it a difference between what Kolecha V'Echad writes and what the Rosh Beis and the Navi writes? Certainly requires an explanation. That, I believe, is the second thing to explain. The third thing to explain is that he says that Kol Echad V'Echad wrote Kefi Kochel. Everybody wrote in accordance with their ability. That's something he says by Kol Echad V'Echad, and he doesn't say it by the Rosh Beis and the Navi. Why make that chilek? If you really would look into it, it really, you would think, is something that is obvious. It doesn't have to be said. Kefi Kochel means he did. You shouldn't think they understood everything. No, they were limited by their ability. They wrote in accordance with their ability. If you really think about it, even the Rosh Beis and the Navi is also doing Kfi Kochel. For example, you talk about, let's say, Hillel v'Shammai. Hillel v'Shammai, it's certainly true. We say they didn't. Their Matreika and Torah wasn't the same as Doros previously, let's say, as Antignus Ishsocho. Antignus Ishsocho was not. The same level of understanding of Torah, having Torah as Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik wasn't the same level as Ezra HaSofer. You could say it even the Rosh Beis and the Navi, that every Rosh Beis is only going to have the Torah in accordance with his understanding. So why do you say it on the Rosh Beis? Why do you say it only on the Kolecha V'Echad and not the Rosh Beis and the Navi? It's certainly true by the Rosh Beis and the Navi. On the other hand, you could say, well, it's really obvious because every person only is Kefi Kochel, because everybody has his own limitations, right? The Torah is beyond everybody's understanding. So on another perspective, I could say, it's obvious it didn't have to be said by anybody. So then why do you have to say it by Kol Echad V'Echad? Right? Whichever way you look at it, it's going to be Shver, it's going to be something that requires explanation why the Rambam says just Kol Echad V'Echad did Kefi Kochel and not the Rosh Beis and Navi. Anyhow, that is the third point that we have to explain. And the fourth point is what we had pointed out earlier, which is that when he's dealing with the Rosh Beis and the Navi, he says that he was Melamed Al Peh Barabim. When it talks about Kolecha V'Echad, he does not mention at all that they were Melamed at all. So, like this, at the most simple level, you could say, well, maybe only Rosh Beis and Navi taught, and nobody else taught. They said that's impossible. It can't be that. There's only one person in the whole Jewish people who taught Torah Rebbe Rabbim. There's no such thing as a Rebbe teaching Talmidim other than the Rosh Beis Navi. It's impossible, we know, because we know it's not the way we know the historical fact is not the way we know in the Torah it's not the way we know it's a mitzvah called Chacham, Chacham Lamed is called Talmidim. It's not just one man who has a mitzvah to teach Torah. Everybody who knows Torah should be teaching Torah Barabim. Everybody who you know, every father would teach children. We know that they had schools before. We know that they had Batei Medrash before. We know that in each city there was based in, you know, that would teach Torah. We know that there was lots of Limud HaTorah going on that's not from the Rosh Beis and the Navi. So why do you mention Melamed al Peh? And we know, as we said before, that teaching was oral teaching in the same way that the Rosh Beis and Navi's teaching was oral. So why do you just say Melamed al Peh Barabim by the Rosh Beis and the Navi, and you don't say it by Kol Echad Echad? So certainly something else going on. So we have to explain what it is. Just, you know, to summarize, the questions were, the first one is it that by the Rosh Beis and Navi says Zichron Hashmuas Shamer Rebosov. Everybody else, it says Bira Tov L'Chosah. The second one is that by everyone else, it says Dvarim Sheneschachu B'chol Dor V'Dor. He doesn't say it by the Rosh Beis and Navi. By everyone else, he says they wrote Kfi Kolcho in accordance with their understanding of Torah. Doesn't say it by the Navi, Rosh Beis and Navi. Rosh Beis Nevi says, doesn't say it by everyone else. Those are the points which we have to explain to get really to penetrate into what the Rambam is trying to go over here. So the place to start, I think, is just to figure out what does it mean, Zichron HaShmuas Shoshama Meir Bosov, and how is that different from Birata V'Chaseha? First thing we have to understand, who is the Rosh Beistin? Who is the Rosh Beistin Navshu? Rosh Beistin certainly means the head of the Beistin Hagadol. That's what it means. Rosh Beistin means the Nasi, the head of the Beistin. The Beistin Hagadol was composed of the greatest Chachamim of the Dor. Right? The greatest Chachamim of the Dor will be in the Beistin Hagadol. That's the, you know, we know the din that people would have to listen. You have to listen to the authority of the Beis and the Gadol, because that was, they put together all the greatest Chachamim of the Dor. Of the members of the Beis and HaGadol, the Rosh Beis Din is certainly the greatest. It's a explicit halach in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Sanhedrin, HaGadol b'chochma shebekulon moshivin osa rosh aleihen. The greatest in Chachma of all the members of the Beis Din, they would make him the Rosh over them. And that's who the Rosh Beis Din is. We also call the Nasi, the Rambam says. That is the Rosh Beis Din. So when is it that the Rosh Beis Din heard Shmuas? Yes, he wrote down Zichron HaShmuas Shama Meribosav. When did he hear these things from his Rebbeim? It couldn't have been, if he's the Rosh Beis and the Navi, it couldn't be that this isn't something that he heard today or yesterday, because if his Rebbeim are still alive, then how did he become the Rosh Beis then? Certainly the Rebbe was greater than him, and certainly the Rebbe's Chaverim were greater than him. If he's saying that he, who is the greatest Chacham, who was writing things he heard from his Rebbe, it has to mean what he heard from his Rebbe many years ago, when his Rebbeim, and Stephen Blushen Rabbin, his Rebbeim were still alive, and they must have been the greatest Chachamim, and they would have been on the Beis HaGadol or the Rosh Beis Din, and he was a Talmud before him, right? By necessity, it has to mean things he heard from, we'd say, the Chachamim of the previous generation. Now, of course, they're probably not living or not capable anymore, so he's the Rosh Beis Din, but he must have heard it, right? As we say, Zichron HaShmuas means a remembrance, that's also Zichron. Something you remembered from the past, right? As the Zichron HaShmuos, Sheshama Merabozusav means things which he heard from in the previous generation, the previous generation of Torah grades. Then what does it mean that Kol Echad Ve'Echad is writing Bir HaTorah V'Hilchoseh? Well, certainly if he's saying he's writing halachas, what it means, yet it means the halachas that they need to know. You have, in those days, there was, they didn't have, you know, written works that you could, you know, nowadays, if you want to know halacha, you know, you buy Mishneh Berurah, Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, buy other works that are written. In those days, they didn't have it. So everybody would learn, but you want to then make sure that you're not going to forget. You want to make sure that, you know what the Hilchos Shabbos is. You keep it. You want to make sure you do the mitzvah properly. So everybody would then, what you would do then would be kosev la'atzmo. You would write for yourself the halachas that you need in order that you're able to keep the Torah properly. That's what Mitzvah said. Biar ha-Torah means if there were certain things bothering you, you didn't know pshat in something, or deeper understanding, you write the biar, you know, the explanation of what's going on. Certainly the biar ha-Torah ilchaseh that you're writing is what you need now in this generation, right? Clearly the difference between Zichron HaShmuel Shoshama Meraposev is he's writing what he remembered from his Rebbeim, what the way they said things many years ago. What Kol Echad VeEchad is writing is, as we say, not the Torah of the previous generation, but what they need in their lives now, what we would call the current generation. That the Torah as it's needed in the current generation. That would appear to be the difference in Birat HaYochaseh and Zichron HaShmuas. We go with this. This also would explain why it says that only by the Kol Echad VeEchad that they write Varam Shenischat Shebuchol Dor V'Dor, and not the Rosh based in the Navi. Because the Rosh based in the Navi is only writing that which he heard from the previous generation. And the previous generation means they did not yet make the Dvaram Shenischachu yet in this generation. Correct? Because if it's saying that, and this essentially what the Rambam is saying is that in every generation, in every generation, says Rosh based in the Navi did this, in every generation, Kol Echad VeEchad is writing Dvorim Shenischat Shebuchol Dor V'Dor. In every generation, everybody is writing the Torah that was Nischadish in every generation. It means every generation, Kol Echad VeEchad is writing the Torah that was Nischadish in their times. Right? So the reason why he's saying Kol Echad VeEchad writes it is because Kol Echad VeEchad and the Rosh Beis Navi are not writing the same things. Kol Echad VeEchad is writing the Torah of this generation. In this generation, the Dvorim Shenischat Shebuchol Dor V'Dor, the Rosh Beis Navi isn't writing the Torah of this generation. He's writing the Torah of the previous generation. Right? So you know, the Dvarim Shenischachu weren't made. You want to say, but the previous generation made Dvarim Shenischachu? Yeah, that's included in the Shmuah that he heard from his Rebbe. Right? And you don't have to say that differently. That's part of the Shmuah he heard from his Rebbe, and maybe something his Rebbe was Machash. That's the Shmuah he heard from his Rebbe. When it says, Kol Echad VeEchad is writing in every generation things that were Nischadish, means things in Nischadish in that generation. And that would be why it doesn't say the Rosh Beis Navi. So in other words, what it's saying here is that everybody would write Biar Tov El Chaseh, which would mean the Torah as it is necessary for the people of this generation to retain it, the people that's necessary for this generation to retain the halachas they need to know, or the biurim that they need to know, and also new halachas that came out. So in other words, it's in a form that might be different than the form in which it was said. The same content might have been said in a different form. That would be our Torah v'chaseha. And also there's new content in this generation that wasn't in the previous generation. This is based on the God who made a new Jirasha, Paskin the new Din. So then there's new content of Torah in this generation that was not in the previous generation. The next question is, so why is this so? Why is it that the Rosh based in Navi would write only the Torah of a previous generation and Kol Echad VeEchad would write only the Torah of a current generation? So to answer that, we should go with what it's with the other difference it said, which it said it by the Rosh based in Navi, who Malamed Al Peberavim, and he would teach it orally. Which, if we take all that we said, you know, and put it into context. The Rosh Beis Navi writes what he heard it's from his Rebbeim in the previous generation. And he teaches it orally in public. And everybody else would write Biar Tov El Chaseh. What the implication is that it is a hemshech. Is that what the Rosh Beis Navi would do is take the Torah from the previous generation, teach it now to the people in this generation, and the people in this generation would then write Biar HaTorah V'Hilchaseha, right? Which means it's the Nasi's job to formulate it, take whatever he had been Mesorah from his Rebbeim, and formulate it for the needs of this generation. This is what it means he was Melamed Al Peberavim, that he would teach it orally, publicly, in this generation. Which means like this. What we had said before is that it's very fair, impossible to say that the Rosh Beishter Novi is the only one who teaches Torah. Certainly there were many, many people, thousands of people teaching Torah, even teaching Torah publicly. There are many people teaching Torah. But what the Rambam is saying is, true, there were many people, but there was only one person who would formulate a new Torah that everybody would learn from. There's only one person, meaning it's Rosh Beis Novi's job to take the Torah of the previous generation, put it into this form, teach it to everyone. Now, what would everybody do? Everybody would hear the Torah of the Rosh Beis Novi and then take it for himself. And then what they would do, they would teach it to other people. What would they teach to other people? What the Rosh Beis and the Novi said. Right? So he would teach it publicly. He would teach it, I don't know, so 1,000 people. And then those people would teach it to other people. And those people would teach it to other people. But then everybody would be learning the Torah of the Rosh Beis Novi. See, if we're talking about the reformulation of Torah Shel Baal Peh from a form that it had in the previous generation to a form that it had in this generation, or we could say another, or the updating it with new information that came to the Beis Nagadol, that you could say it's the job of only one person, right? You can't say only one person taught it, but you can say there's one person who put it into a new form. There's one person who updated the information with new psukim. This one person who even updated the form that everybody would learn from, because everybody would take the official teaching of the Rosh Beis Novi and disseminate it further. So it's saying there's one person who is the one who changes the form of that Torah. So why would the Rambam be teaching it this here? Because he is, as we said, he's coming to explain what is the significance of the Mishnah. Rabbeinu HaKadosh Chibur HaMishnah. Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote the Sefer HaMishnah. So one thing which he's talking about is the Sefer HaMishnah was something new in that it was a written text of Torah Shel Baal Peh that was being taught, and that never was done before. That's certainly one aspect of the Mishnah, which the Rambam is saying is a chiddush in the Mishnah. There's another aspect of the Mishnah. Besides it being a written text, it is also the official text of Torah Shel Baal Peh, which means whenever anybody learns Torah Shel Baal Peh after the time of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, they start with the Mishnah. Whether you're talking about the boys in Cheder when they start learning, if you're talking into the Amoraim, the greatest Amoraim, how did they learn? They start with the Mishnah, and then they say, does the Mishnah mean this or not? I bring proofs and kasha. Everybody's learning is centered around the Mishnah. The Mishnah is the official text through which Klal Yisrael now goes through learning Torah Shel Baal Peh. The question which one can ask is this concept of there being an official text for Torah Shel Baal Peh, a kviya, so something that's kavua that everybody learned. Was that a chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, or was that something which you had in the previous generations? What the Rambam is saying is that that was not the etzem chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, because in every generation, the Rosh Beis and the Navi was the only one who was melamed Torah Shel Baal Peh b'Rambam in the sense that he made it official, and everybody else would learn from that teaching which he made. The difference between Rabbi Yehuda, the only difference between Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and the Nesiim who preceded him is that the Nesiim who preceded him, they Mulamed Baravam, they established the official text as an oral text. It was all taught orally. So then everybody memorized the things which they said, and everybody used the things which they said to understand Torah. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi established it as a written text. That's all it was. But that it was an official text, that it was something that one person did for all Klal Yisrael, that is the same with God to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and God to Nasi before him.
It's also different that it's permanent.
Well,
it's not reformatted every generation.
Well, that could be only because of what happened afterwards. It didn't have to be that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi made it permanent. Right, there is such thing. You're saying correct. In a certain sense, it is permanent, but we'll qualify that a little bit. But as we go further, But that's not a din in Rabbi Yehuda Nasi did it. That's because the later generations never had a Beis in Hagadol to go. It, presumably, Lassad Lavam, when we will have a new Beis in Hagadol, then we will presumably make a new official learning of Torah Shebaal Peh. And there could be new halachas that could come then. It's only because there was not a Beis in Hagadol after Rabbi Yehuda Nasi that could then, so to speak, make a new Shebaal Peh. So that's not a chiddush in Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. That's maybe a chiddush in the generations after Rabbi Yehuda Nasi that they weren't able to make a Beis in Hagadol that could then reformulate it. Yeah. That's a detail. That's correct. What the Rambam is saying here is that it had to have been the only one who could do that. The only one, let's say, who would be authorized to make the official text would be a Rosh based in, who would be acting with the Haskama of based in Hagadol. Yeah, and but if you didn't have that, you couldn't do it. But here we're getting into details, Jed. Yeah.
Part of the official text and just move forward from generation to generation.
Yes. Yes. The Dvarim, and the Rambam says that Dvarim Shnischachu Bukholta Vardar. And he says later, when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wrote the Mishnah, he wrote both the things were Shama Mimoshe Rabbeinu Vishalam the Basin Shabukholdor Vidar. He wrote both the things that were taught by Moshe Rabbeinu and the things that were Nischachu in every generation. Yes, and then they taught it, sure. Otherwise, how did they know it? Yes, certainly. Certainly. And that applies to things they learned through Yud Gimel Midas. It also applies to, it doesn't say, he says it later, it also applies to Dinei Drabanan. So they made a takana of Megillah on Purim and Shalach Manas on Purim. Then that went into the Torah Shebaal Peh. They all learned the halachas of Megillah as part of their Torah Shebaal Peh. Yes. So, what he's saying here is, as we said, that there is an official text. The only difference is that the official text, if we could call that, was an oral text. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi made it a written text. And now we could understand the fourth point of difference between the Rosh Beis Din and the Kolecha Ve'Echad, which is that the Kolecha Ve'Echad, he said, writes kefi kochel, in accordance with their ability. As we pointed out, it's really not necessary to tell only that a person, you know, would only understand according to his ability, would only write a book. That's something because everybody knows everybody has their limitations. Nobody understands the Torah as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, as great as Yeshua. We all have our limitations. Why did he have to say it at all, and why only by Kolech Avechad? Now we understand the reason. Because the reason why he's saying, he wrote Kefi Kocho, is it saying everybody understood and wrote Kefi Kocho. Kefi Kocho means according to their ability. It means that there is an objective Torah that is beyond this person's specific ability. This person wrote the Torah down. It was only according to his ability. It's not the way the Torah is objectively Torah. So maybe he got 90%, but this is still 10% he didn't get. Maybe somebody else got 85%, maybe somebody got 95%, maybe somebody got 90%. But the Torah exists beyond the whatever any individual learned of it. And that's what he's coming to say. What he's coming to say is that when the Rosh Beis Navi taught Barabim, then everybody was able to write Birat HaLechasel, all in accordance with what they understood, because it really went beyond. But with the Rosh Beis Navi, he doesn't say that he did it Kefi Kocho, and the reason is because what the Rambam's coming to say is that he is the one who's Mulamed Torah Shebaal Peh Barabim and putting it into official form. If he didn't chop something or he forgot something, whatever, it wasn't in the Torah Shebaal Peh that was being given over, that's being taught by Rabbim, then it's no longer there. So then, in essence, forgotten, not just from him, but from the Beis in Haggadah, from those who were giving over the Torah, and then it's no longer there, so you don't have to say Kfi Kocho, because the Torah Shebaal Peh is in accordance with what he's saying. What he's coming to say is that whatever he took from the previous generation, he taught up a rabbim. Now that he taught up a rabbim, that is the Torah. Well, what everybody else understands from that is Kfi Kochem, because it is the Rosh Beis and Navi's understanding that is determinative, that determines what the Torah Sheval Peh is. You don't say it on the Rosh Beis and Navi because what he has taught is now identical with the din of Torah Sheval Peh that we have now. That would be, right, you understand? Since we're talking about the Rosh Beis Navi in the sense that he is now determining the official text of Torah Sheval Peh, so you don't say he's Kfi Kochem, because whatever he said is it. You say it by everybody else, because you're telling me what everybody else did was on Kfi Kochem, but not what the official Torah Sheval Peh is. Yes?
So the 90% for one generation becomes 100% for the next generation?
Well, I don't know if it's 90, whatever, yes. No, I think it would be much more than 90, because you're dealing with all the greatest Chachamim of the door. But yeah, so it means that if they would forget a din, so then that din is no longer within the Torah Sheba'al Peh anymore. Right, and we'll do it. And that's an important yisod which we'll have to deal with. I'll bring it up later, you know, what differences that makes. Okay, so what this is, so you see, so we've now explained all the four differences. All the four differences fit in perfectly with this mahalach that we've said. What this tells us is that before Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wrote the Mishnah, there was a Mishnah in Klal Yisrael, or something like a Mishnah. Maybe it's not the same thing, but there was something that is analogous to the Mishnah. And we certainly know this on our own. And one way you would know this without me is because the Mishnah itself says Ben Eser LeMishnah. It's talking about a Mishnah, and it's written in the Mishnah, and that Mishnah is something that was said by, you know, several generations before Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. It was Ben Hehe, it was the Talmud of Hillel. So he's saying Ben Eser LeMishnah. There certainly was Mishnah there, right? So there definitely was Mishnah before Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. You also have the Gemara in Kiddushin, which is Paskin in Halach with the Rambam, that says, Yash l'shodom Talmudo, that person has to split, the person has to learn in thirds, he has to have a shlish mikra, shlish mishnah, shlish gemara. I mean, a third of his learning should be in mikra, which is called Torah Shabbat, a third of it should be in mishnah, a third of it should be in gemara, which the gemara derives it from psukim. Certainly, it doesn't mean that something that became that's nisradish by the Amoraim. It certainly they're saying it, and they're saying it as an ikur din in Talmud Torah. They're darshaning it from Sukkim. Certainly, in generations before, they must have also been learning shlish mikra, shlish mishnah, shlish gemara. Well, what is the Mishnah? Certainly, there was a Mishnah before Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. We also have the Gemara in Chagiga, which basically, you know, to my mind says this explicitly. What the Gemara in Chagiga says is, you know, it's talking, first of all, it's talking, you know, the Pasuk in Navi, it says that Hashem that Hashem would take away the Mashein, the Mashena. What is Mashena? People will learn Mishnah. It talks there. There's a machlokes in Rav Papa and Rabbanan. One said there were 600 siddurim of Mishnah, and one says there were 700 siddurim of Mishnah. You mean nowadays the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, we all know, has only 6 siddurim, right? But what he's saying there is, Rashi says, in the previous Mishnah there were 600 siddurim, 700 siddurim. Okay, whatever it means, whatever those siddurim were, but it certainly was a different form of Mishnah that was still a Mishnah. If we go through the Rishonim, there are some who say that it was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is the one who changed it from 600 to 6, meaning the Mishnah of Hillel v'Shammeh had 600. They also quote that the Machzor Vitri and the Sefer Hakana say no. They say Hillel v'Shammeh already changed it to 6. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi took the 6 and then he shortened it and changed it, whatever, but the organization of 6 siddurim, they say, was from Hillel v'Shammeh. Says the 600 was the Mishnah, which was before Hillel v'Shammeh, had 600 or 700. Certainly, the Pashup Shah in the Gemara is, it's talking, like, say, in the days of the Navi. The Navi was talking about that. So what we see is that there is such a thing as Mishnah, and we see that Hillel v'Shammeh changed its form, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi changed its form again. we see that this is actually nageya tahalacha. You have to know what is the shlish mishnah, what is the mishnah you're learning in a third of your time, right? There's got to be a halacha. So what is it saying? What the Rambam is in effect doing here is telling us where this comes from. Where this comes from is that the Rosh Pesten on Navi, in each generation, that's what he does. He's the only one who is Malamed Al Pebarabba, meaning teaching in such a way that sets what the Gemara calls a new Mishnah. And so that's the one who, and whatever the Rosh Pesten Navi teaches, that's what the people who listen to him learn from him, and they teach the next group, and the next group who are teaches the next group, and it spreads out from, it's disseminated from the Rosh based in on Navi, he teaches, and then the other ones learn from them, the other ones learn from them, and so you have, ultimately, it spreads out to all Klal Yisrael, a new Mishnah from the Rosh based in Navi. And that is how it changed. That's why they all, Namanda, Hil Vashama, the ones who changed it. Why didn't it change between Hil Vashama and Rabbi Yudanasi? Partially because there was no base in Haggadah between them, which is what we see in the Rambam also. Next, so that is that is what the Rambam is saying here. Now, how is this? Okay, what is the Rambam doing here? The thing is like this. What the Rambam is doing, and this is the Iker which he's coming to do in the Hakdama, and this is that's necessary for us to understand what Torah is, necessary to understand what the Chiyuvim Hilchos Tamei Torah is. What the Rambam's coming to say is that there is a Torah Shebaal Peh. He's coming to say that, as he says, he starts off and says that the Torah was given with both the Torah Shebichsav, the Torah Shebaal Peh, at Har Sinai. At the end of the Hakdama, what the Rambam says is, he says like this, the Chibur Zeh, is Mekabitz, the Torah Shebaal Peh Kula, that this work which I wrote, the Yad HaChazaka, it is something that has within it the entire Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh Kula. The Rambam goes further, this is famous words, L'fikach karasi shem chibur zemesh in the Torah, this is in the third column at the end next to the Sagas Raivet. That's why I call the name of this work Mishneh Torah. It's called Mishneh Torah. Lefi she'adam kar b'Torah shebichsav techila v'achakach kar ribze. A person reads Torah shebichsav first, and then he will read this. The yodea mimenu Torah shebaal peh kula, and he knows from it the entire Torah shebaal peh. Ve'ein otzorech likro sefer acher beinehem, and he does not have to read another book between them. Meaning the Torah you read. What the Rambam is basically saying, what does Mishneh Torah mean? What do the words Mishneh Torah mean? It means second Torah, right? Mishneh means the second Torah. Why is it called the second Torah? Because the first book of Torah, the first Torah that you learn is Torah Shebichsav, which is Tanakh. The second book of Torah that you learn is Mishneh Torah. Because from the first book, Torah Shebichsav, right? That's clear. From the second book, Torah Shebaal Peh. And you don't have to learn anything in between. So this is the second book that you will learn if you want to know the entire Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? For somebody wants to know the entire Torah Shebaal Peh, this is the second book of Torah you learn. That's why it's called Mishneh Torah. Because it has within it the entire Torah Shebaal Peh. Because the Rambam, We were talking a minute ago about Mishnah. The Gemara talks about Mishnah, like we said, Ben Esser Mishnah talks about you have to be Mishalish, you have to do your learning in thirds, a third of it in Mishnah. All these Gemaras, what the Gemara, meaning what Talmud Bavli calls Mishnah, the Rambam calls Torah Shebaal Peh. Like if you're learning the Rambam, when the Rambam says Mishnah, he means Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's work called Sefer Mishnah. He used Mishnah for that. But what the Gemara calls Mishnah, which is the previous Mishnah, which might have had 600 stories, might have had some. The right Mishnah of each and the Rambam calls that Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? For example, when in the Pesach of the Gemara that says you have to be Mishalish, Sman Talmudah, says the Rambam says the Shlish Torah Shebichsav, Shlish Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? So he calls it there. Torah Shebaal Peh. What the Gemara calls Mishnah, the Rambam calls Torah Shebaal Peh. Or you have like this. We said that the Rambam starts off saying that the Torah was given with the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh. He derives it, and this is Akdamas Rambam, he derives it from this pasuk. Like we have at the beginning, it says, "Kol mitzvah shenitnu lo Moshe b'sinai b'ferusha nitnu." Shnemar v'etnuchos luchos evin v'torah v'mitzvah. Torah zu Torah Shebichsav, v'mitzvah zu perusha. And he says on the next line, "Mitzvah zu hi nikreis Torah Shebal Peh." Right? So he says, Torah is Torah. When the pasuk says luchas, what luchas heaven is absolutely luchas. Torah, it means Torah shebichsav. Mitzvah means Torah shebal peh. If you look in the Gemara brachas daf hei, which is the mocker for the statement of the Rambam, what the Gemara says is Torah zu mikra, mitzvah zu mishnah, and the Gemara says lahorosam zu Gemara. What it's clear here, you have the same thing. What the Gemara calls mikra, the Rambam calls Torah Shebichsav. What the Gemara calls Mishnah, the Rambam calls Torah Shebal Peh. So this is what the Rambam is doing. What the Rambam is doing is defining that there is an entity in Torah called Torah Shebal Peh, which is a... When we say Torah Shebal Peh, we don't mean something that is without end or infinite. It means there is a specific defined amount of information. And there was a defined amount of information given to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai, who went through all the generations. And the Rambam is saying, I am writing down Torah Shebal Peh Kula. I am writing down the entire Torah Shebal Peh. Because what he's saying is that there is this defined... Now, what is this? What the Rambam is doing in the middle is saying where this thing comes from. Where this thing comes from is what the Rosh Pervais and Onavi in each generation did. What he did in each generation was he set up what we would call an official Torah Shebal Peh. All of the information that was included in whatever the Rosh Beis Din Al Navi taught in that generation is the official Torah Shebal Peh. So that's important. There are some people who have, you know, stated, well, when the Rambam says that you could just read everything from Mishnah Torah, you don't need another book in between them, he meant to replace the Gemara. There are some people who say that. You know, as the Shiva of Warenberg used to point out, that's clearly a mistake. Because the Rambam doesn't mean to replace Gemara, because the Rambam's just talking about Torah Shebal Peh. He's not talking about Gemara. Let's put this in another way. The Rambam didn't mean to replace Gemara. What the Rambam meant really was to replace Mishnah. He didn't mean to replace Gemara. Meaning the Torah Shebal Peh is now, the Yad HaChazaka, which the Rambam wrote, is now the official work of Torah Shebal Peh. And you have to learn that in your shlish, in your third time of Torah Shebal Peh. There's another shlish ayam which you have to learn, Gemara. And you still have Gemara, and you still have Talmud Bavli. You still have. He didn't touch Gemara. There had nothing to do with Gemara. What he was doing was in Torah Shebal Peh, which is Mishnah. That's what he was doing. And so what he is saying is like this, that there is a certain defined... Now, why is it that he now is saying that it's Yad HaChazaka, not the Mishnah? This gets back to the point which you raised today. In a certain sense, the Mishnah was not reformulated, but as the Rambam will explain later in the Talmud, to a certain extent, it is, let's say, superseded maybe by new information, because there were new psakim that were put into the Gemara. The Gemara Paskin New Shilat. There were also statements of the Mishnah that were not clear and maybe became a machlokas in the Gemara, and then there's a psak from the Gemara. So we can't really take the authoritative Torah Shebal Peh, the authoritative meaning of Torah Shebal Peh necessarily from the Mishnah. We have to go with the Gemara, and he'll explain that later, what there was a mechanism by which these, call it additions or clarifications to the Mishnah, became added to the Mishnah. In a certain sense, he's correct that the Mishnah was not reformulated, so it wasn't totally redone, but there were additions and clarifications made to the Mishnah, and so the Yad HaChazaka now is basically an easier way to learn all of Torah Shebal Peh, because all of the clarifications and additions that were made from the Gemara are now within the text of the Yad HaChazaka. And so this is what the Rambam means, that as he starts off by saying that I'm not going to look at all the mitzvahs. What the Hakdama is to explain that what the Arach HaZak did is it put an entire version of Torah Shabbat Pe'ah together. You can have it in one work, and you no longer have to go through this Masechta, go through another Masechta to try to figure out what the Gemara means. You have it in front of you, just the Torah Shabbat Pe'ah, and that's why he says the entire Torah Shabbat Pe'ah. And this goes back to the point which we were saying earlier, that something which is, let's say, forgotten or whatever, is not given over in the Mesorah and from, let's say, the Rosh Beis and the Navi, from the official text, that's no longer part of Torah Shabbat Pe'ah. If it would be, so then the Rambam, of course, would not be able to say, I have all of Torah Shabbat Pe'ah here, because there were certainly dinim. We know there are certain dinim in the Mishnah, and the Gemara says as specific what it means, and leaves a teku. Right, we know that there were certain dinim that were, as it says, they knew Moshe Rabbeinu taught it, and then after being able to Moshe Rabbeinu, they forgot certain dinim. The Gemara says, "Oh, this is one of the dinim they forgot." Right, so there were certainly examples where there was information in the original Torah Shabbat Pe'ah, but then it was forgotten, and then we just have whatever they said. But we say that doesn't make a difference for the din of Torah Shabbat. It certainly makes a difference in other senses. But for the din of Torah Shabbat Pe'ah, we still have the entire Torah Shabbat Pe'ah if we have the Torah Shabbat Pe'ah that was set by the Rosh Beis and the Navi in that generation. For us, it means the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, together with additions and clarifications of the Gemara. Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we will talk more about what are the dinim and Hilchos Tamat Torah that we have from this is a...